All right. So this is episode 228 in the Word podcast with Will and Marie. I'm Will.
And I'm Marie.
And we're plodding right along as we study the book of Genesis. And I just wanted to start, I think, talking about something that we're discussing in another class, and that's Genesis 11, about the Tower of Babel, the Tower of Babel, to those that may prefer that pronunciation. I've researched it, and both are considered correct, Babel or Babel. I think it says in Genesis 11, verse 1, that now the whole earth used the same language and the same words. Boy, that would have been an amazing time,
yeah.
Just to everyone. Imagine understanding people in their native tongue that lived in China or Brazil or Russia. Mm-hmm. I mean, that just would have been amazing. And that probably would have been fine had they not disobeyed God. And that's where the problem set in, that they wanted to stay in one place. Actually, it says in verse 3, they said to one another, come, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly. And they used the bricks and stones, and they used tar for mortar. And they said, let's build for ourselves a city and a tower whose top will reach into heaven. And I believe that would be more correctly interpreted into the heavens.
Mm-hmm.
And let us make for ourselves a name. Otherwise, we'll be scattered abroad over the face of the earth. Mm-hmm. So let's just stop there and just talk about the fact that this was in blatant disobedience, by the way, to what God told them to do in Genesis chapter 9, verse 1, when he said, and God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you can't fill the earth if you stay in one geographical location, right? You know,
right.
So their response to God's command was, no, we'll be fruitful and multiply, but we're going to stay right here,
yeah.
And we're going to build a name for ourselves, not for you.
Yeah, yeah. I'm thinking, though, I'm intrigued, though, by the fact that he said they were one and that they would have accomplished what they, you know, had intended to do. I mean, we know they couldn't get the heavens, but
right.
But just for.
But I think what it's saying about them, not to interrupt, what they would have accomplished is they would have accomplished complete disobedience
right.
to God.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Defying his command and being disobedient from the standpoint of spreading throughout the earth.
Right. And another thing I was looking at over here is when it says, let me see, the whole earth and they stop building, come on in. Confuse the language. It was another thing. You can go ahead and talk. I can't find it.
Well, they were, you know, God confused the language as basically a punishment. But I have a different take on that. I think it was both a punishment and a blessing, because as a result of him confusing the language, mm-hmm. where they could no longer work together, it also accomplished what he wanted, and that was for them to be dispersed throughout the earth.
Right.
And that became a blessing. You know,
yeah.
It wasn't a punishment for them right. to stay confined to be able to speak multiple languages, but it was a punishment for them to disobey God.
Right.
And I think God's punishment was to stop their progress and to interrupt what they were doing.
Right. Oh, okay. That sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I just believe that this is a great passage because it teaches us the importance of obedience to God and the consequences when we're not obedient. And these guys should have known better. You know, I mean, Noah's flood had not been that long ago. There are some scholars or some Bible students, rather, that feel that Noah might have still even been alive.
Yeah.
You know, possibly if you do the math, but certainly his descendants were, and so.
And one other thing that I was thinking, my son, verse 7, when it says that, let us go down, you know, we know God didn't actually have to come down, right?
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Okay.
But the fact that he came down was both to judge and to provide a means of salvation, because he came down because men couldn't go up.
Yeah.
You know, what a nice parallel in that they were trying to build a tower up, but he still had to come down to them.
Yeah.
So it just lets you know how futile their efforts were.
Yes, wow.
And I think that in that coming down, he did declare a punishment for them being disobedient by confusing the language, but he didn't harm them physically. It wasn't like the flood. It wasn't even like Sodom and Gomorrah. He just came down and confused the languages, and they had to stop doing the work.
And scattered them.
But he could have been. But they scattered, I think, because they scattered because they needed to be around people that spoke the way they spoke.
The Bible said
he did confuse their tongue, so he created confusion.
So you had to find the people.
You had to find the people that could speak like you.
You're right.
So, because I think the Lord always gives us. He seems to always give us a way back home if we want.
He does. He is so merciful and gracious. Yes, he does.
So
he doesn't just put us out there and leave us. Tell us what to do and
abandon us.
Right. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. And Lord, we thank you for this time together and for this podcast. And we ask your blessings. In Jesus' name we pray.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. And we'll see you next time.